Hi, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan podcast. My name is Joel Burks. Today is Wednesday, December the 15th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you'll also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent devotional guide. Our scripture for today comes from Jeremiah chapter 41. So if you have your copy of scripture, let's begin. In the seventh month, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, son of Elishama, who was of royal blood and had been one of the king's officers, came with 10 men to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah, while they were eating there together. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him got up and struck down Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, killing the one whom the king of Babylon had appointed as governor over the land. Ishmael also killed the men of Judah who were with Gedaliah at Mizpah, as well as the Babylonian soldiers who were there. The day after Gedaliah's assassination, before anyone knew about it, 80 men who had shaved off their beards, torn their clothes, and cut themselves came from Shechem, Shiloh, and Samaria, bringing grain offerings and incense with them to the house of the Lord. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping as he went. When he met them, he said, "Come to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam." When they went to the city, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the men who were there with him slaughtered them and threw them into a cistern. But 10 of them said to Ishmael, "Don't kill us. We have wheat and barley, olive oil and honey, hidden in a field." So he let them alone and did not kill them with the others. Now the cistern where they threw all the bodies of the men he had killed, along with Gedaliah, was the one King Asa had made as part of his defense against Baasha, king of Israel. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, filled it with the dead. Ishmael made captives of all the rest of the people who were in Mizpah, the king's daughters, along with all the others who were left there, over whom Nebuzaradan, commander of the imperial guard, had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, took them captive and set out to cross over to the Ammonites. When Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him heard about the crimes Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had committed, they took all their men and went to fight Ishmael, son of Nethaniah. They caught up with him near the great pool in Gibeon. When all the people Ishmael had with him saw Johanan, son of Kareah, and the army officers who were with him, they were glad. All the people Ishmael had taken captive at Mizpah turned and went over to Johanan, son of Kareah, but Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and 8 of his men escaped from Johanan and fled to the Ammonites. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him led away all the people of Mizpah who had survived, whom Johanan had recovered from Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, after Ishmael had assassinated Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. The soldiers, women, children, and court officials he had recovered from Gibeon. And they went on, stopping at Geruth Kimham, near Bethlehem, on their way to Egypt, to escape the Babylonians. They were afraid of them, because Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had killed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had appointed as governor over the land. Jeremiah 41 stands out to me as a chapter that takes things from bad to worse. The evil displayed by Ishmael toward the people at Mizpah is overwhelming at times. Reading this chapter had me at a loss of words as to how to even tie these events into Advent. During this season of glad tidings and cheer, this chapter is a reminder of the depths of human depravity and where we would be without Jesus. What Ishmael does here is so much more detestable because it seems that there is no other motive than the proposition of the king of the Ammonites. The Ammonites opposed Babylon, and so they opposed Gedaliah, the governor Babylon had put in place over Judah. If we are to look at patterns in Scripture, it seems as though God's people tend to find themselves in these downward spirals quite often. Yet we also see another pattern, one of God constantly calling his people back to himself and looking on them with compassion. In Jeremiah 41, Judah can be seen in the midst of reaping the consequences of their sin because of their actions against God. For the sake of this devotion, though, I don't want our focus to be on Judah's situation. Yes, there are certainly implications to be made here about God's position towards sin, but let us instead focus on the certainty of God's promises to his people then and now. As I'm sure you would agree, it would have been easy during this disastrous season for Judah to take their vision off of the promises that had been made to them. How easily we also take our eyes off of Jesus and let the worries of this world take hold. But had Judah paid attention to Jeremiah's full message, they would have known that God would still have compassion on them. Not only that, but God's greatest act of compassion was still to come. The sin on display in Jeremiah 41 is just like the sin we all have in our own hearts, sin that is deserving of punishment. But God would send his only son to earth to die for the sins of all people, and ultimately, his son would take on the punishment that we deserve. Not only this, but, as Wayne Spahn once pointed out to me, Advent is a time when we look forward to Jesus' second coming. We await the day when good triumphs over evil forever. God's compassion is never-ending. Let his word testify to who he is, that we might believe it. Amen.